Tito has to
move. And it is all over. Chuck Liddell remains the light heavyweight champion.
Rich is in trouble.
Anderson Silva.
Another
down goes Franklin. And it's all over.
Rich Franklin.
Anderson Silva is the new middleweight champion.
Tiago tries. Yep. Tried it twice.
Oh!
Evening, Octagon Unleashed, another show, another great show we have in store for you this evening. Angels won today, which is a blessing because they lost the day before yesterday. So they won today, they lost yesterday, so they regained themselves against the Braves. We have an awesome show for you. I'm your show host, Robert Rees, along with my co-host, Nick Lusso.
I'm just the co-host.
And also Meredith in studio. What's going on?
A whole lot. I'm excited.
It is. It's going to be a great show. It started off, it was a total chaos in here. Tito is going out of control because supposedly yesterday the world was supposed to end. The tribulation was supposed to happen yesterday.
It was the rapture was supposed to happen.
Well, Tito, I keep telling you that it was a kook that made up that whole collaboration.
I know.
And you know, I've been warning you. You called me all week long, you know, trying to prepare us for Saturday at 3 o'clock our time.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Well, you thought that we were going to start disappearing, Tito, and we're here today.
Well, I was kind of worried because they said that if you believed in Jesus, then he was going to come and take you away at 6 p.m. Saturday, the 21st, which was yesterday. And at 6 o'clock, I was waiting, but I was still around. So I guess wasn't one of the chosen ones.
I was going to say, did you get scared?
I was scared, but then I realized, you know, I know a lot of people who truly believe in Jesus, and they would have been taken away, but they're all still here. So I guess it was just a fluke, and I'm not as worried today as I was yesterday.
Well, yes, because there was a lot of people that were actually believing that hype, and it riddled me that the media, Stephen talking about it or putting it on TV and everybody on the radio talking about this deal that was supposed to happen yesterday.
Oh, we got to have something to talk about. And people forget that this guy who predicted the end of the world, the rapture, the end of the world is actually supposed to be October 21st. He made a prediction before in 1994, and he was wrong.
Well, yeah. I mean, who made the prediction about the internet crashing and the computers crashing in 2000?
Oh,
it was
going to
be the end of the world,
yeah.
The Y2K deal. Well, anyway, you know what? We're going to talk MMA today. We got a ton of stuff that we're going to discuss. We are also, Tito, I know you are very saddened about this, but we are going to dedicate tonight's show on one of my favorite.
The greatest wrestler of all time.
He was the greatest wrestler of all times, and why he's been out of the loop for so many years, I have no idea. But as a childhood fan of mine, because I've seen him several times live. Macho Man Savage. Macho Man Savage passed away on Friday, and we are dedicating Octagon Unleashed show this Sunday tonight in honor of Randy Macho Man Savage.
Maybe he was the only one that got taken away for the Raptor.
Well, he got taken away a little early, Tilo.
Maybe that Macho Man was the only true believer. Did anyone ever think of that?
Or, I mean, you know, he's just old and had a heart attack, and, you know, God just took him when it was time to take him.
Stress is not good.
I have a quick question
yes.
for you, Robert. How
yes.
do you feel about his Wikipedia picture and outfit?
It's awesome, and if I could sport one of these leather print outfits with that headband, I would.
I'm sure I could make one of those.
You
and
can, and I will wear
it.
I will wear it for Jeremy's wedding.
Can I have one too?
Absolutely. We'll have to take some measurements after the show.
Okay.
if you make this outfit, I will wear it. If I'm invited, I don't even
it's
know
on,
if I'm invited, but it's
the
on.
The green light has been given.
So I will definitely wear it for Halloween if you make that outfit.
Yes.
Today, we are featuring bumper music brought to you by the band 16 Till out of Covina, California. An awesome band. I met one of the band members on Saturday, yesterday, at the barbershop when I was getting my haircut. And he played his CD for me, and I thought it was pretty good music. I thought it was pretty awesome. And I told him that I would play his tracks today as our bumper music. So
is it rock and roll?
It is rock and roll alternative. It's just a whole style of mixed music. You gotta check them out on myspace.com/16till and also on facebook.com/16till. Listen to the lyrics. The lyrics, every song that they have on that CD is, it means something. And that band is really good. They played a concert yesterday in support of a sober living facility to help raise money for addicts that are a part of this group. And I think you mentioned the name, right? Earlier?
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot the name. What was the name?
The Other Club.
The Other
Covina,
Club.
Yes.
Yes. So they are also going to be performing in Anaheim at the Doll Hut Friday, May 27th. That's this Friday. And I believe they go on stage at around 9 o'clock. So if you like their music, check them out. Facebook.com/16till. And become a friend of theirs and check them out. So the bumper music for today's show is sponsored by 16 Till. All right. With that, we got a great show. I want to get into your weeks, and I want to see how everything was going, because that's just me. I'm nosy that way. So we'll start off with you, Nick, man. How was your week?
It was good. I'm happy to still be here.
I'm happy to be here, too, because I was a little worried myself.
I'm still stoked from last week's show when Lorenz Larkin called in, one of my favorite new fighters.
Yeah, that was pretty dope, man. I mean, for us to mention that we're going to talk about the Challenger Series
right.
That month, and for him to hear about it and give us a call, that was awesome. That shows that that we got some listeners out there, and
that's right.
we have nothing but love for you guys that are supporting Octagon Unleashed. Meredith, how was your week?
My week could not have been better, and very busy. Yes, extremely busy. I have cleansed my apartment of all bad juju.
Nice.
Right. It's nice and big and cozy and warm and fuzzy, and I love it.
Did you do the Santa Maria thing?
I actually did the one. There was, my sister actually did a cool little ceremony at her wedding where she did like the sage like cleansing and all that kind of stuff. And she was going to bring some over, and she didn't. But I actually got a hold of some myself, and I did I did that.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was very cool.
That's refreshing. That's refreshing. I do
nice.
It everywhere I go.
You cleanse everywhere you go.
When I get into my car. You didn't smell the sage when we walked into the studio?
No, I smelled something else. Different kind of cleansing.
I'm sorry, man. I couldn't help
that
either.
Colon cleansing.
It was the Carl's Jr. we had earlier.
Nick.
Oh, we're going to talk Rashad Evans and John Jones. That battle right there is just continuing to stroll on, and for some reason, it is not dying out, and I can't understand why. So we got an audio clip from Rashad Evans. He was on the HDNet channel talking about a little confrontation, a little word of discussion that him and John Jones had at a nightclub in Vegas. So we got a little audio clip of his explanation of that. We are also going to talk about Diaz and St. Pierre. They're asking if that fight would be even worth watching.
Of course it would be.
But I mean, there's a drawn out story of the reason why they're asking that question.
Right.
But I mean, come on, really? They're the two top fighters in their weight category for each promotion. Why would it not be awesome for them two to get into the octagon and beat each other up?
You know what they're arguing. They're arguing that Georges St. Pierre is just too big and too bad for Nick Diaz for it to even be a good fight.
Well, I'll tell you this much: Nick Diaz lost in UFC, and since he left UFC, I'm going to say just since he left UFC, mm-hmm. he has been undefeated. And the only loss that he's had was against KJ Nunes,
right.
And that was because the doctor stopped
right.
it.
I know, I agree.
So, I mean, you can't take anything away from him. And we're also going to talk about Jeff Lacy
calling
Diaz.
Out
I mean,
Diaz.
He found out that Diaz wanted to box him, and he pretty much called him out and said, put up or shut up.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about that as well. We also are going to talk about the great card. Oh, no, we're not even going to talk about that. That already happened. Jackson versus Hamill, Mir versus Nelson, Strew versus Brown. Rampage Jackson and Hamill are kind of going back and forth with each other. And people are actually even wondering if Hamill is able to even compete with Rampage.
Well, he's ranked 17th in the world. Rampage, it says that he wants to fight the top five in the world, but I think he's definitely earned his place in the ring. I don't think he's any match for Rampage Jackson.
Not yet, at least.
But I would be surprised if it went. If Hamill can go three rounds and lose by decision, I think he will have proved that he's a good enough fighter to be in the ring.
I don't see it
playing out that way, but I think Hamill's definitely earned his way in the ring.
Just because it can go either way, you have an ex-champion in that division, and you know, I mean. Rampage has been having a lot of problems. He's been trying to move up. You know what I mean? He's been trying to recover a lot of things. I mean, the last few fights, people pretty much took a dump on because they thought that it was dragged on and, you know, and that they didn't fight to their potential, especially the Rampage and Rashad. I'm still bitter about that fight. But we'll get into that later. Matt Mitrione and Tito Ortiz have a little scuffle at the UFC. They had like some big exposition or something in Vegas where all the fighters and stuff and conferences and so forth. And Matt Mitrione and Tito Ortiz got into a little scuffle there.
He introduced himself to Tito. I'm still trying to figure out what exactly he said about his wife, though. We all know that he's married to Jenna Jameson.
Well, I mean, his wife is an ex-porn star. I mean, what you just use your imagination.
But how do you... okay, so take that. Let's just sidetrack a little bit and talk about this for a brief second. So if your wife is a porno star, how do you insult her husband? You know,
I have no idea. Because
how could you possibly be insulted by your wife's? You know what I mean? Granted, it's your wife, but come on. Obviously, she's done some things in the sack that some other ladies haven't done. Like how could you possibly get upset?
Many great things.
I'm not going to go into full detail, but I've seen some of her videos. You know,
yeah, because that's not this kind of show.
But I mean, really, you knew what you were getting into when
you knew exactly what you were getting into.
I mean, come on, you knew the guys in the locker room were going to be laughing at you.
But okay, but look, this and it goes both ways. Now, Tito, why is he getting feelings about Matt Mitrione making these comments?
I don't know.
He's got to know that people are gonna talk crap to him because, you know what I mean, his wife's Jenna Jameson. You know what I mean? People are gonna say stuff to him.
Yeah.
He's got to have, you know what I mean,
thick skin.
He's got to have some thick skin. I would imagine. I mean, if I was married to a porn star, I would have to have some thick skin.
Would you really do that, though?
No.
I don't think I would.
I would.
What? would you get mad about it? Or would it bother you?
No, it would not bother me.
I wouldn't think it would. We're going to talk about the Facebook prelims that are going to feature for UFC 130 on Facebook Live. You can log on to Facebook. If you are a fan of the UFC fan page on Facebook, you can check those fights out live. We'll give you the rundown of those fights coming up. So with that, we'll take a break. When we come back, we have a little tribute to Randy Macho Man Savage. Again, our bumper music is sponsored by 16 Till, and you are listening to Octagon Unleashed. Give us a call, 877-8830-830. That's 877-8830-830. Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. We'll be back in a minute.
Angels Radio is
AM 830.
Foothill Transit of San Gabriel Valley reminds everyone listening, whatever your plans are for upcoming Memorial Day weekend, California highways will be busy with motorists traveling to and from family and friends. So make sure you and your family have a safe and sober way home, and please never drink and drive. Brought to you by Foothill Transit. Remember, gas prices aren't going anywhere good, but we are. Call toll-free 1-800-RIDE-INFO or visit online at foothilltransit.org to learn more. They're on the air because they care about the people in this community. And Jeffrey's Malibu would like to remind everyone listening, if you or someone you know has had too much to drink, have a sober friend drive or call a cab. Brought to you by the people who care at Jeffrey's Malibu, located at 27400 Pacific Coast Highway in beautiful Malibu. For reservations, call 310-457-1519 or visit online at jeffreysmalibu.com to learn more. That number again for reservations is 310-457-1519.
If you didn't hear the Sports Lodge today, here's what you missed.
James, you know, I was a waiter up in Bel Air, California for 13 years at Santo Pietro's.
Get a life, you know, get a real job.
And yesterday I promised to give you my top five all-time greatest tippers in this town and my bottom five.
I want you to speak slowly, speak clearly, so that I can understand you.
Fifth best tipper, Jay Leno.
Well, here is an amazing story.
Number five on my list, all-time great tippers.
Who was the best tipper?
You really want to know who the best tipper in all of Los Angeles is? You want a hint? In the top five, famous for dolphin shorts.
If I told you once, I've told you 1,000 times.
Yeah. Is that a hint for you?
The Sports Lodge with Roger Lodge. Every weekday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Only on Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA.
Carlo's Pizza, serving authentic Italian pizza in Downey since 1964. We got salads, pastas, calzones, sandwiches. Carlo's Pizza, 562-803-6817. Or stop by and see us at 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster in Downey. We cater throughout Southern Cal. Pick up the phone and get yourself some real Italian pizza. 562-803-6817. Carlo's Pizza. We make a pizza you can't refuse.
He's got it again!
He's got it straight!
Hey, hold on.
He's got it locked! He's almost got it locked! Here comes the triangle
check! Losing for the first time! Fabrizio Verdum! Unbelievable! Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu! Finally dethrones the champion!
You're listening to Octagon Unleashed on AM 830 KLAA, the Angels Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Octagon Unleashed, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. If you want to give us a call, 877-8830-830. That's 877-8830-830. Now we are going to get into the discussion of the late, great Randy Macho Man Savage. And I have a little story that I wanted to tell you guys about.
Story time.
Yes, it's story time.
Tell us
time.
Your story, Robert.
If we got some sobbing music, that'd be awesome. Well, I was about 9 years old. And I was a big WWF fan. They had they had Mega Giants on their card. They had Hillbilly Jim, Big John Studd, Hulk Hogan, the Iron Sheik, Nikolai Volkoff,
Andre the Giant,
the Warrior. They had the Hart Foundation. They had the British Bulldogs. They had Coco Beware.
Sergeant Slaughter.
They had George the Animal Steel. They had Sergeant Slaughter. They just had all kinds of tons of great wrestlers. And being a kid growing up, you watch them on Saturday mornings because they came on around Saturday mornings. And even when the cartoons came on, they had WWF, had a cartoon with Hulk Hogan, Hillbilly Jim, and all them. Classic. You can't find them anymore, but it was classic. I was a big fan. So with that, my dad would take me to events. He took me to go see. Perfect, Aaron. Perfect. He took me to go see Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy at the Portland Memorial Coliseum. And on that card was Hillbilly Jim, Big John Studd, Randy Macho Man Savage, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Coco Beware, and George the Animal Steel. The list just went on. It was just like a regular WWF event. Those are the times that me and my dad actually spent when I was growing up. We would go to WWF events. So with that, because I'm a big fan of wrestling until this day, I still watch wrestling religiously. I don't watch WWE, but I watch Impact Wrestling on Spike. It saddened me when I found out that Randy Macho Man Savage died. And he's been around for a long time. His career started in 1973. He was the Intercontinental Champion from 1986 to 1987. He held the WWF World Championship title at one point. He considered himself the best wrestler in WWF history. And not only that, he was an awesome promo. He could cut the meanest promo. And with that, I have a little special goodbye to Randy Macho Man Savage right here on Octagon Unleashed. Go ahead, Aaron, play it.
I've been in the suburbs, but I've been in the danger zone.
Yeah, I've been in the danger zone east of the Pacific Ocean, west of London, England, south of Mars, and north of hell.
Yeah.
You notice he said the danger zone, too.
I'm in between the macho and making up with my
the cream of the crop.
Nobody does it better.
Think, baby, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Macho. Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion!
Macho Madness, yeah. Macho Madness rolling, yeah. You thought so, but I know so. And Macho Madness is coming straight to you!
See that spot? Rub it out!
I'm going straight to the top!
History beckons the Macho Man, yeah!
Says I can't sing and I can't dance, but I can make romance, yeah.
I am the Lord and Master of the Ring.
I am the greatest Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion that ever lived, and I am the greatest professional wrestler that ever lived.
I only pin you with the 1-2-3 count,
but the beat goes on. Macho Madness is on a roll, and it can't be stopped, no. Well, Hulkamania doesn't measure up to Macho Madness, sad to say.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on. Right, the momentum, yeah.
Power too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey, ooh, yeah.
Need a little stipend? Never do a slip jam!
Part now, board, tapping in the danger zone.
Yeah! One more question!
Randall Mario Poffo, 58 years old, son of Angelo Poffo, who was a great wrestler in the 1950s, brother to Leaping Lanny Poffo, died Friday at 58 years old due to a heart attack.
Ted, are you crying?
Yeah, I'm crying. I'm really sad, man. Rest in peace, Randy Macho Man Savage.
You know what I found most interesting about his bio is that he used to play AAA baseball.
He was a triple. Yeah, he almost went professional.
Almost.
He had a really extended career, man. I mean, I got 100 pages almost right here of his bio.
22.
Oh. Man, thanks for just cutting that short.
Robert, I think maybe you should do the world a favor and write a biography on
Let's move on.
I'm not going to write a biography of Randy Macho Man Savage.
I'll teach you how to write, and then you can write a biography.
Hey, I can write. Let's talk about Rashad Evans and John Jones.
Do we have to?
Yeah, because you know what? Everybody's talking about it, and it's just the bandwagon we need to jump on.
You know, he really just needs to concentrate on his upcoming fight with Davis. Because to answer me this,
he's not taking him lightly, obviously.
I know, but answer me this. What happens when he fights Davis and he loses? Then what?
Tables have been turned.
Yeah. he gets dropped down to the bottom of the list.
Are you going
to
be talking all this smack about, you know,
I'll tell you this much. Bones, if he loses to Phil Davis, he is not getting that title shot against John Jones.
Well, he better win then. I think he should concentrate on that rather than...
He should.
John Bones.
That
Jones.
Should be his major priority is to focus on Phil Davis. But obviously, he's not taking him. He's taking him lightly.
Phil Davis is no joke.
I know Phil Davis is no joke. look at how he fought against Nogueira. You know what I mean? I mean, he's no joke. And Rashad Evans is that cocky to where, you know, he just doesn't believe that, you know, he believes that him and John Jones are going to get into a fight.
I think they will. Look, eventually it's going to happen, but fight Davis first, then we'll take it from there.
Well, look, we talked about it last week, and the reason why John Jones had to back out of the fight was because the doctors explained his surgery, and it was really extensive. They were going to have to take some ligaments from his wrist or somewhere and attach it to his thumb, and it was going to be an extensive surgery. And it was going to his hand wasn't going to be the same if they had this surgery, basically, is what they said.
Right.
So he decided to not have the surgery, and he decided to put himself back out there to fight because he's fought with this injury for the last two fights.
Right.
He fought against Bader with the injury. He fought against Shogun Rua with the injury, and he still went in there and mud stomped both of them and ran right through them like no worries.
He's an amazing fighter.
So
I don't think he's specifically going out of his way to dodge.
Well, Rashad Evans believes Rashad that Evans. He is.
Well,
he believes that
why?
He is.
Why? I mean, they, you know what I'm saying? He's first of all, he's still got Davis to fight. Second of all, it's not like this fight's never going to happen. It's going to happen.
Well, he's saying it's just kind of odd. This is what Rampage is saying. It's kind of, I mean, Rashad Evans is saying that it's kind of odd that the fight was set and then all of a sudden an injury that he had already, you know, for the beginning of his career, he's had it since he started with UFC, that all of a sudden it's becoming a problem and it's something that needs it's surgery. Now they're needing to do surgery, so he drops out of the fight. And he thinks because of that it was his path to take the high road and get out of it. Right. And I don't believe that's right. I think it was a concern. Many doctors said that you're gonna need surgery. And he went to that last one doctor, and the doctor basically explained to him what the surgery was going to do and that it wasn't something he truly needed.
So he did go to more than one doctor.
He went to several doctors.
At first, that was the argument that Rashad Evans said, well, no, normally you get a second or third opinion, and
he went
didn't even
to
do
tons
any of
doctors.
But it's like, look, well, I'll give it to Rashad Evans. The guy's smart in that he's doing a really great job hyping this up and getting the publicity that he needs. Now let's just hope that he backs it up, but only time will tell when he fights Davis.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If he goes in there and tries to fight Davis like he went in there and tried to fight Rampage Jackson, he's going to get mud stomped. We have a clip. There was an altercation between John Jones and Rashad Evans at a nightclub in Vegas. Both of them were sitting at tables side to side to each other, accompanied by other UFC fighters. And John Jones went and asked Rashad Evans if they could step aside and have a little discussion, personal discussion, one-on-one. And this is Rashad Evans explaining what took place during that discussion.
Me and John was in the same area. We had the same table with a bunch of other fighters. And, you know, he said, can I speak to you privately? So we stepped to the side and we spoke privately. When we went privately, you know, the first thing he says, like, listen, I want to clear the air. And I'm thinking, like, oh, you know, this is cool. You know, young guys being very mature about the whole thing. And then he starts off by saying, you know, I think things are going too far, but I want to be the first to tell you that I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to show that you're washed up in the sport. I'm going to show that I am the best light heavyweight ever. And I'm going to show what the new breed of fighting is. And you're going to be my first highlight knockout. At first, I was like, did he just really say this? So I could do nothing but just like laugh. And then I'm just like, I was like, how do you figure so? And he said, well, because when we were training, you know, I would catch you with elbows and I would catch you with knees here and that, here and there. And I'm like, dude, I was helping you get ready for Ryan Bader. I wasn't trying to beat you. I wasn't trying to really go at you. I was just trying to help you. And I said, but do you remember when I went with you and I held you down and I slapped you and punched you in the face and I was beating you in practice and you begged me, can you get up? And then I said, if you quit now, you'll quit in a fight. So I made you work back up to your feet. You remember that? And he was like, yeah. So, I mean, we just went back and forth for a while, but the whole thing I said to him is like this. I said, John, I know you believe what you believe and that's great you believe it, but given the opportunity that you had to fight me, you chose not to, and that's the bottom line. You chose not to fight me. I was there to fight you. I said I'll fight you. You chose not to fight me. So it kind of like ended there.
Well, he chose not to fight him because doctors were telling him that he needed the surgery.
Right.
And he was taking and it's understandable. He's a young guy. You know what I mean? He's young. He's got a long career ahead of him. If doctors are telling him at an early stage, get this surgery done and you could get back to fighting and you could get through it and over it, then he's going to decide to have the surgery done. He's a champion. He could sit on it for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let Rashad go and fight himself up the ranks. It's not a fact of that he you know, dodged him and he doesn't want to fight him.
I don't think so.
You know, I don't. And for Rashad to call him a white boy and make those racist slurs to him, it's like, are you serious?
I don't know if I can consider those to be racial slurs, but...
Well, I mean, come on, man.
I saw that text message that was posted.
Look, you can call him an Uncle Tom all you want, bro, but I mean,
Uncle Tom is actually an uglier derogatory statement.
Well, that's basically what he was saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who is he to who is he to criticize him like that?
I know.
You know
who are you
saying?
To call him a white boy?
Who are you to call him a white boy?
Why is that so bad?
I don't know, but I'm done with it.
I've been living as a white boy my whole life. I've made it through.
I have too. So have you, Meredith. A white girl.
Of course I wouldn't.
I'm Bohemian. I'm not white, sorry.
I wouldn't get in the ring with either one of them, but, you know.
I stand corrected. All right. We got to take a break. We're done with Rashad Evans and John Jones.
That.
And hopefully there'll be nothing more to talk about next week with these two guys because we just got 10 minutes that we cannot take back. We'll be back in a minute. If you want to chime in, give us a call, 877-8830-830. That's 877-8830-830. We got Fighter of the Week coming up next with Meredith. Don't change that dial. Stay tuned. We got another half hour of great Octagon Unleashed action right here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. We'll be back in a minute.
Just a dream. AM 830.
Angels Radio.
Carlo's Pizza, serving authentic Italian pizza in Downey since 1964. We got salads, pastas, calzones, sandwiches. Carlo's Pizza, 562-803-6817. Or stop by and see us at 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster in Downey. We cater throughout Southern Cal. Pick up the phone and get yourself some real Italian pizza. 562-803-6817. Carlo's Pizza. We make a pizza you can't refuse.
If you're considering buying hardwood floors, stop! Don't do anything until you get your free 60-page Lumber Liquidators catalog and coupon for free flooring samples. If you want beautiful hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, Trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
Call right now to get your Lumber Liquidators catalog absolutely free. It's full of project tips and ideas, laminate, bamboo, and hardwood floors, including Bellawood, all warrantied and all at rock-bottom prices. As a bonus, we'll include hundreds in coupons. And for the first time on radio, a coupon for free samples redeemable at your local Lumber Liquidators store. The catalog and samples are free. Call 800-844-8944 to get yours now. 800-844-8944. 800-844-8944.
Angels fans, Pechanga Resort and Casino is proud to support Angels baseball and celebrate the 50th anniversary of this great team. With the Angels, the possibilities are limitless, just like at Pechanga. With California's largest casino, a four-diamond resort, world-class entertainment and dining, an amazing spa, and a championship golf course, Pechanga is something for everyone. Endless possibilities. Just off the 15 freeway, Pechanga Resort and Casino. Pechanga, proud sponsor of Angels baseball.
We are back bigger and better than ever, and I'm talking about just one place, the all-new Sandberg Dumitsu. Completely rebuilt, redesigned, and restocked. New parts department loaded with everything for your Mitsubishi, and our service department, high-tech excellence with the best technicians in the business. The pros at Sandberg Dumitsu, they know exactly what to do. In fact, when they touch your prized possession, good things happen. You need a new ride at a big discount from our all-new 2011 Outlander Sport crossover to that sleek Lancer Sportback gas saver. You are going to save hundreds, even thousands of dollars in discounts. You really will. Right off the 215 in that big San Bernardino Auto Center, Sandberg Dumitsu is back. Bigger and better than ever with the biggest Mitsubishi discounts this side of the Rocky Mountains. And we can make it happen for you at the all-new Sandberg Dumitsu. And that is absolutely true, true, true.
AM 830 is Angels Radio.
This is Derek Stefanin, and you're listening to Octagon Unleashed.
You're listening to Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio, AM 830. Whatever, man. That's not cool at all. If you want to chime in, give us a call at 877-8830-830. That's 877-8830-830. I'm out of breath here.
What happened, Robert? Where'd you go?
I had to run and take care of some business.
Some business.
You had to go to the facility.
Tito, you're what? Not up yet.
Okay.
Right now, we got Fighter of the Week. Are we ready for Fighter of the Week, ladies and gentlemen? Are we ready?
Fighter.
Huh?
Oh.
We are ready for Fighter of the Week. Meredith is all fired up and cued in and ready to go. Let's rock it out. No, you're going to...
We totally wanted Spice Girls.
I'm undefeated in over 100 bare-knuckle fights.
I have any faith in guys that have the opportunity to better themselves and don't do it.
I will smash your face into a car windshield.
He's not going to pass my guard with a butt flop and sit over to the mount and hit a Kimura.
You all kept your head on a swivel, and that's what you got to do when you find yourself in a vicious cockfight.
She has beautiful eyes, and her hair smells like cinnamon!
Mm-hmm.
So you guys ready for this?
We are ready for it.
All right. Actually, I went to breakfast this morning with a dear friend of mine, and I was asked a silly question. I think it was silly anyways. I was asked, you know.
You were up early enough for breakfast today?
It wasn't that early.
Hey, I was.
She's so, up early that's every cool, morning,
I am
man.
Up early every morning. The question, you know, it was just, why did I pick another girl? You know, last week we went with Sexy, and I'm not going to lie, we went with Sexy again. For this week.
But hold on a second, though. They didn't. That person didn't say why a girl, like, he didn't say it like that.
The look on the person's face was enough.
Leticia Pestova is an amazing person. She's not just hot.
No,
she's,
yeah, you're
she,
right.
Yeah, she does fighter. Do a lot of things. And you right. know what? So Debbie Purcell, P-U-R-C-E-L-L, okay?
Okay.
I picked her because you guys have been to fightergirls.com. That just came off the tip of my tongue wrong.
No, actually, the first time I heard about it was when you mentioned it.
All right. Well, fightergirls.com is up, has been up and running since 2001. Debbie Purcell is the founder and the first and original website in the world, 100% dedicated to female fighting, anything from women's MMA, Muay Thai, kickboxing, boxing, grappling, and wrestling. You can go to the website to find professional and amateur female fighters, and you can also find female fight schools on fightergirls.com. Okay, so her main goal, along with being a fighter, is to develop quality competitions on a regular basis for female MMA fighters. She's all for the women to kick the A.
Which is awesome.
Booties.
I think it's awesome.
I go to fightergirls.com every night.
Tito. Tito.
So I'm very familiar with the site.
Tito.
Yes.
Stop looking at the pictures, Tito.
Okay.
All right. Her nickname is Whiplash. She's got a pretty good
record.
She
gave me a whiplash.
She has 4 wins, 2 losses, 0 draws, 2 TKOs, 2 decisions. Nick, you're going to like this. She fights out of Laguna Niguel, and she's from Huntington Beach. Ooh, local.
Local girl for you, Mr.
Russo. I like
Russo.
The locals.
Yeah.
All right. Quick summary of her accomplishments. First woman to ever compete and win in King of the Cage.
Nice.
Ultimate Wrestling World Title Belt Holder. Hook and Shoot Revolution Winner 2002.
That's Hook and Shoot is awesome.
Headliner on the first ever all-women's no-holds-barred card in United States history. Black belt in, okay, I'm going to slam this one right now, okay? Roz Valitudo.
You got it.
Woo!
Your practice makes perfect.
She has a black belt in Taekwondo. She's the only female coach in IFL history, and that's the International Fight League. She's pretty cool.
She is not only hot, but her record and just the whole bio of her career is awesome as well.
How old is she? Is she single? Why aren't we doing the important things?
We don't like to give the ages of females on the show.
Don't do that.
So we are not going to do that because
oh,
we have a female
on
our show and we're not going to disclose how old she is.
Is she single? That's a good enough question.
She has her own
clothing line.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Fighter Girls Fightwear.
Oh, man. So she's not only that, she's a president and founder of DC Mechanical Incorporated, a commercial-based air conditioning company.
Yes.
So she is a professional, working professional.
Mm-hmm.
She's an owner and founder of Pure Par Hollywood's Aprons and Clothing Design Company, specializing in vintage clothing. Wow.
On her downtime, she likes to play golf, go backpacking, and scuba diving.
She probably has a lot of... Well, no, she doesn't have a lot of downtime.
No, she
but
doesn't.
I'm sure,
think she's married?
She's not married, Nick.
Okay, all right.
We're just gonna give you your present,
she's
bro.
Free.
She's not married.
Do you think we could get her here on the show?
You know, I actually was trying to get her here on the show since she is so close.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a busy working girl. You know, she does a lot with MMA.
Okay, give me her number and I'll try to contact her.
I actually have it, so.
I'll see if I can get her down here.
All right.
Well, if she's listening to the show,
I'll do my hair, I promise.
We want to definitely have you in, and I think your accomplishments and even just putting out that website, fightergirls.com, because there's a lot of people out there that are jumping on the wagon of female fighters. I'm one of them. There's a ton of great female fighters out there. Mainly my favorite one, Gina Carano, but we're not going to talk about her because, I start to sweat when I think of her name. And there's just, it's awesome. I think it's awesome that girls get out there and literally beat themselves to a pulp and look hot doing it. So with that, I give a round of applause.
You know what? And her ears are still...
She doesn't have cauliflower ears. No.
She will.
No.
She's only had 4 fights.
And I'm a nibbler.
Hey.
24 fights.
But that doesn't
will.
Mean that when she's not training, that she's not getting slammed in the head.
True.
You know?
Give her 24 fights and then look at her ears.
All right. With that, we are going to go right into Tito's Danger Zone because he is he's anxiously waiting for his segment.
I'm a big fan of thefightergirls.com.
I know you are.
Yay.
I know you are. So, all right. Let's do Tito's Danger Zone.
It's
time for the Danger Zone with Tito Tompkins.
Let's get ready to rumble! Hello, everyone. It's your favorite MMA scout here to give a special review of last night's fight with all of the punches and kicks. Now let's find out who gets taken to the Danger Zone.
Yeah.
But okay. The 1-2-3 count.
The 1-2-3 count.
I would ask that you please not talk over the intro to my Tito Danger Zone. Thank you very much.
Can you believe it? He gets a couple of fan mail and emails, and already he's big time.
I'm not
Meredith.
Trying to
well,
big
you know,
time.
Well, you know, I did hear from a little birdie earlier today that Tito did have a Snickers today.
Actually, oh. I will tell you that I bought 2 cases of Snickers because, yeah, it was supposed to be the rapture yesterday, so I wanted to be prepared.
Why aren't you in a chocolate comatose,
because
Tito?
I didn't eat all of them. I only ate 2 of them.
Oh, wow.
Well, you bought 2 cases and only ate 2.
Yes, I saved some because I wasn't sure that I was going to be here or if the world was going to end. Or
he was
going to
take
him
with him on the end of the world.
Yeah,
I was
you should have never told me that,
Jesus
Tito.
Jesus came down that he would let me take the Snickers bar with me.
He would have said, no, Tito, you're not supposed to have the Snickers.
I don't think so, because Jesus loves me no matter what I do. So that means he loves me even if I do eat.
He's
going to
love
bars.
You with all that nutty goodness around your lips,
That's
Tito.
That's right. That is right. So,
what do you got going for us?
Let me first thank you for having me back. Thankfully, I'm still here, even though people were saying that this whole rapture thing was going down. So, I'm still here to talk about Bellator 45 that just happened Saturday night. Now, let's talk about the first big fight in the light heavyweight division. We had Richard Hale versus Christian Mpumbu. Okay. Well, it's kind of hard to say his name. Mpumbu.
Round that's pretty
one.
Good.
Yeah.
I think that's how you say it. Round one, they come out. Hale starts the action with some good kicks and a few straight punches. Mpumbu defends the attack and lands a few kicks himself. The fight goes to the ground, and then they get back up, and Mpumbu lands a hard knee and then throws a straight right that puts Hale on the ground. Mpumbu tries to get the guillotine but fails. Round ends. Second round starts. Hale throws a few jabs, but Mpumbu lands a kick. Hale desperately tries to get some combos with no success. The round ends with Hale throwing a quick flurry, but Mpumbu counters back. Third round, Hale tries for a takedown, but Mpumbu lunges and lands a huge right that floors Hale. Then Mpumbu swoops in and throws one punch after another.
He swooped
and
in?
Swoops in. Shut up. Swoops in.
Ooh.
After another until referee Herzog stops the fight, Richard Hale gets taken to the Danger Zone.
Conviction.
I said
Did
with
you see
conviction
his face?
Because I saw Iron Eagle last night, and every time I see Iron Eagle, it kind of reminds
Iron
me.
Eagle,
was
the
that
classic?
Before 6 o'clock or?
Well, it
6
reminds
o'clock.
Me of Top Gun because
Wait.
Both of those movies came out in
the
same year.
The original
year.
Iron Eagle with
yeah,
Louis Gossett Jr.
Jason Gedrick. What are you think I'm talking
nice.
About?
Nice. I didn't even know you knew about that movie,
of
Tito.
Of course, I know about that movie.
Awesome.
But that being said, it always reminds me of Top Gun. Which makes me think of the Danger Zone. Okay, I'll try to keep it short. Second fight, I talk about Joseph Abercrombie, like Abercrombie and Fitch, versus Ben Parpart. Round one.
Pop-Tart?
Parpart.
Oh.
I know, it's kind of weird. I think it's Parpart. I don't know, you can say it millions of different ways. Abercrombie gets a fast takedown and works from a full guard. He gets a rear naked choke. And poor Papart realizes that there's nowhere left to go as he taps out into the Danger Zone, 111 in the first. Next fight. I picked all these 3 fights because these are the 3 best fights with Danger Zones. Sean Jordan against John Hill. Hill comes out strong, throwing some low kicks, but Jordan brings a combo of punches, then Hill comes back with a few combos himself. In the end, Jordan quickly ducks and gets a slam. Then he mounts and tosses in some elbows and punches until he finds his face in the Danger Zone. fight ends 156 into round one. Thank you, guys. That was this week's Danger Zone. I will return next week for UFC 130, which is going to be pretty awesome.
You want to go with us, Tito?
Go with you.
You think that maybe we can probably get him out on Saturday to go with us?
I would love nothing more than for
I don't
Tito
know if
to hang out with us.
If my probation is up yet, but if so, I would be more than happy to join you. Can I do my Danger Zone dance?
Huh?
Please. I'm going to have your guys' outfits ready for next Saturday.
All right. With that, we're going to take a break. You can give us a call, 877-8830-830. That's 877-8830-830. This hour is going by so fast. We are almost done. When we come back, we'll take a call. He's been on hold for quite a long time, and we want to see what he's got to say. You are listening to Octagon Unleashed on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be back in a minute.
AM 830 is Angels Radio. Are you ready for the most ultimate and intense heart-stopping trip of your life? Get ready. AM 830, the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, and Six Flags Magic Mountain are proud to bring you the Flash Pass Weekend. Winners and a guest will board the AM 830 party bus Friday, June 3rd, and head to Six Flags Magic Mountain to see the Sports Lodge live and experience a day of the most thrilling roller coasters, including a 41-story, 100-mile-per-hour backwards blast on the new Superman, Escape from Krypton, plus other coaster legends like X2, Tatsu, Goliath, Viper, and more. That same evening, the AM 830 bus heads to the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where winners will enjoy a two-night stay, catch Roger Lodge live in the AM 830 viewing party, then Sunday, June 5th, we head to the Big A, where winners will enjoy Game 3 of your Angels taking on the New York Yankees. Want to go? We're going big. To register, go to AM830.net, keyword Flash Pass Weekend. Brought to you by the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Six Flags Magic Mountain, and Angels Radio, AM 830.
Gather round, Merriman. I have something to show you.
What is it now, Robin?
Look, lately you boys haven't been very merry. I mean, there's been no hijinks, no tomfoolery, no merriment at all. So, to cheer you chaps up, I ordered these custom T-shirts last week from CustomInc.com.
Ooh, very nice. And look what they say on the front. Stick 'em up.
Yes. I went online to CustomInc.com, selected top-notch shirts, and then used the brilliantly simple design tools to customize them.
How many people did you have to hold up to pay for all this?
Little John. The more Custom Inc. T-shirts you order, the better the price. Plus, shipping's included and delivery dates are guaranteed.
Blimey, Robin, you've saved the day.
Well, what do you say we put on our Custom Inc. T-shirts and go raise a bit of a ruckus in Nottingham?
I say hurrah for Robin Hood.
No, no, lads. Hurrah for Custom Inc.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today, and your gang will love you for it. Use voucher code RADIO to get one free shirt when you order 10 or more at CustomInc.com.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle is being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
And when you stop by now, you can buy four select tires and get a $100 rebate. And get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. It's money right back in your pocket.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Front or rear axle. See participating dealership or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 531-11.
Angels baseball lives here. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. You are listening to Octagon Unleashed, 877-8830-830. Bumper music provided by 16 Till.
Really sweet guys, band. Actually. Really,
yeah, Danny's an awesome guy. I talked to him just before I got to work today. And we're going to be working on some things with these guys, man. Have them in studio, maybe do some acoustic sets. We're looking forward to it. All right, let's get into the prelim fights on Facebook. for UFC 130. Let's run down because we have a couple of topics left. We only have like 4 minutes left of the show, so I want to get down. If you want to check out the Facebook, you want to become a fan of Ultimate Fighter on Facebook, or if you already are, you can check out these fights on prelim. Gleison Tibau, record 22-7 overall, 8-5 in the USC. He is going to fight
Cody McKenzie. Okay, so Tibau's hoping to continue to build momentum in the division while actually he's fighting Oliveira, which is Cody McKenzie's replacement because McKenzie got injured. So Rafael Oliveira is going to be fighting another Brazilian. Bantamweight Michael McDonald is going to return to the UFC after a fight night performance in his octagon debut against Edwin Figueroa. The fighter will look to continue to develop and steadily progress through the promotion's ranks. McDonald's opponent, is Chris Carriasso, earned a unanimous decision victory over Will Campuzano in his UFC debut. And then we have Renan Barao was originally slated to face Demetrius Jackson in this UFC
Johnson.
Johnson. Something with a J in his UFC debut, but he'll have to settle for former WEC bantamweight champion Cole Escovedo,
who is also a tough competitor. He was also on the Ultimate Fighter along with Demetrius Johnson. They were both tough competitors. So those prelim fights are going to be pretty awesome. You know, really good, really, really good card on this. It's not a big card. A lot of people, I mean, it's not a title fight. So, I mean, they're only going to go three, five-minute rounds.
It's still going to be good fights.
But there's a ton of great fights that are on this card. So you got to check it out. Go to Facebook.com, become a fan of the UFC, of their fan page, and stream it online. Real quick, Matt Mitrione explains his recent confrontation with Tito Ortiz, offers to fight him in a catchweight.
I'd love to see it.
As soon as these two guys got done squabbling with each other, he went straight to Dana White and said, look, I want to fight this MF. I want to get down with this guy. I can't stand him, and I want to fight him, and I'll fight him anywhere. I'll lose 45 pounds to come down to fight this guy.
He's 265, I think.
He's 265, solid.
And Tito's, what, 205? So it's a good 60 pounds. I think either way, I hate no disrespect to Tito and his wife, Jenna.
But that was the whole reason why the scuffle took place. Now, Matt Mitrione never met Tito Ortiz.
Right.
Okay. They met the first time they met. Tito jumps up and pushes him.
Right.
And it was just like, you know, they just stood in front of each other and was like, no, you hit me. No, you hit me. No, hey, you hit me.
I'll
no,
give Mitrione props, man. He was the first guy I ever saw.
Mitrione will mud stomp Tito Ortiz.
I think so. And he was the first guy to really come out and not fear Kimbo Slice in the least. Remember that fight? That was a good fight.
Yeah.
Quick fight, but a good fight.
But who didn't run over Kimbo Slice? I mean, pretty much every fight he had in the UFC pretty much lost.
Still a scary guy.
Big Country Nelson.
I'd be scared of him.
My God, dude. Put him in that crucifix and name him his girlfriend.
You think Country Nelson's going to meet Frank Mir?
Big Country Nelson.
What did you just say? What was that?
He put him in a crucifix and made him his girlfriend.
Put him in a crucifix and made him his girlfriend.
Look.
So 1, 2, 3 count.
Look, you never Frank pulled Mir, one of those? High school, baby.
Frank Mir's going to win. I think Frank Mir's going to beat him. All right, real quick. Do you think that Matt Hamill is going to have too much nerves going into this fight, being that it's his first main event?
I'll give you this. The one thing that he's got going for him is that he is a huge fan of Rampage.
Okay.
So he knows all
of his moves. Because
they train together. Okay. And he knows all of his moves.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, I would be really impressed if he could go 3 full rounds with him. I don't think it's going to happen.
Look what happened with Jake Shields. Yeah. The big hype, the big UFC event. He went in there. He was nervous. He got his butt kicked. Yep. I say Matt Hamill's going to get tossed. Nick Diaz and Jeff Lacy, we like to see them get into the ring. But the biggest question is, which is a rumor, is set for UFC 140, I believe they're already talking about. Nick Diaz and George St. Pierre, do you think the fight is worth it? I think the fight is worth it. I think Nick Diaz will just demolish him.
No, that's not going to happen.
Well,
but it's worth it.
We can't get into
George St. Pierre will win.